You're listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast with Jen Barley and Karen Sullivan, episode 111. Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
We're going to talk inner critic, the big IC. It says in your head, what you doing to me? You're not very smart. You're not very cool. And if you look in the mirror, you look like a fool. It's your inner critic.
I gotta tell you, inner critic. You need to make sure, you need to like publish that or do whatever it is that you do with that.
You like that?
I do.
That is on demand. You know why? Because my inner critic was not in the house. The voice in your head is an a-hole.
A-holio.
So today what we're going to talk about is the inner critic. And we're just going to have a little bit of an overview of what it is and how it shows up in coaching, because inner critics are everywhere.
You know what's funny, Jen? Even today, and I mean, I promise I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole, but today an email I got from Harvard Business Review actually talked about the inner critic. So for people who are sitting here and going, oh, inner critic is all woo-woo, inner critic is about like quote-unquote life coaching, and that's the only thing you think about, here's Harvard Business Review talking about inner critics getting in the way of people and they're going for jobs or promotions. So I just thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, it is. And, you know, and people will call an inner critic by all different names. A key element just to realize is that inner critic is really about self-doubt. It's when your client or yourself, you doubt your ability to be able to do something, to be successful, to if you should go for it. Having self-doubt, it shows up in the form of being hesitant about things. And it can't even just say where you say, ah, it'll never work out, so why even bother?
You know what too, Jen? It's that thing. It's that self-judgment, right? It's that criticism. It's that thing that's just there that says, no, don't do that. No, don't try that. Kind of just, you know, just sidelines people.
Yep. And everybody has an inner critic, right? So no matter who you are, it is some form of self-doubt of, you know, I don't have what it takes. I'm not blank enough, etc. The interesting thing is that it's the more energy you give your inner critic or your client gives to their inner critic, the more that inner critic is actually around.
And you know what, Jen, I like when you just said that, because so many people think that their inner critic is, I'm not good enough. But the thing is that's not the inner critic. The inner critic is, I'm not good enough how, right? Like they all stem from the I'm not good enough, but the I'm not good enough is too wide, and it's just narrow, being able to narrow that down. So not good enough what? To be lovable? Like not good enough to be worthy, not attractive enough, not smart enough. And that's where that inner critic all stems from, the I'm not good enough. But if you're sitting here and going, oh yeah, my inner critic's I'm not good enough, you still need to go a little bit deeper.
Love it. So it shows up in coaching all the time. So our clients will definitely have those self-doubt messages. You know, I'm not really sure if I should, I'm kind of doubting this, or they will come out and say, I just don't know if it's enough. I don't know if I have what it takes. So there's a lot of different ways to be able to coach an inner critic. And all of it doesn't have to have the client laying on a couch at the end and you're like a therapist's notepad. But it's really about understanding where those messages are coming from, what the message is trying to protect the client from, and then how to be able to, I don't even know if it's a turn that frown upside down, because it's not so much that it's declaring through a series of mantras, I am smart enough, I am good enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. But it's really how do people start to have the confidence that they can handle when things don't work out right.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? It's being able to handle it when things go sideways, knowing that, hey, I have the confidence to be able to handle when things go sideways.
So I know we're going to do other podcasts about the inner critic, but we just thought we'd do the introduction with the voice in your head is an a-hole, what it is, how it shows up, and I know there's going to be way more where this came from, right, Kara?
Yep. So until next time. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.